everybody, and welcome back to the Pitching In NPL show as we present the first proper weekly show of the brand new season. And joining me down the other end of the line now to discuss a week of fixtures and results, it's the welcome return of Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing? I'm doing all right myself.
I'm all right. I'm not too bad. It's good to be back. We should say later in the show, we're going to have a full fixture preview for this weekend's matches, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Thomas Feeney. But got you on, James, to talk about the results from Tuesday night and Saturday. And in between, we've got some post-match reactions as well. Got Paul Phillips and Neil Reynolds, their post-match reactions. And I'm going to be catching up with Gary Haywood at Buxton, Graham Fenton at South Shields, Dave Cook at Nantwich, and Warrington Town's Paul Carden. And dear listener, why have I picked those four particular managers to talk to? James, any ideas?
I think they're all decent stars.
That's right. Play 2-1-2. So that's the four clubs we've got joining us on this week's show. And where should we start? Should we start with Buxton then, the current league leaders? Yeah. A 3-0 win over Bamber Bridge on Saturday. They followed that up with another 3-0 win, this time against Grantham Town. Diego Di Girolamo scoring in both games. Ash Chambers scoring two goals on Tuesday evening. Got Gary Haywood joining us in a second, but it's been a good start for Buxton, James.
Yeah, picked up from where they've left off as well the last couple of seasons. A lot of people thought Buxton were going to be up there. And again, they've showed a threat at the same time. They've replaced one or two of the strikers that have left.
Well, next up for Buxton on Saturday, they'll be taking on FC United. So that should be interesting. Let's hear it from the manager at Buxton then on Wednesday. Here he is, Mr. Gary Haywood. Well, Gary, a big thank you for joining us. And first of his first two games in, obviously you don't win a league in August, but it's certainly a very good start, that's for sure. I mean, how have you found the last couple of matches?
Yeah, listen, there's no easy games in the Northern Premier League, as you know, but we've been very competitive and we've set a stall out well, and to be honest, we've done well and won the two games, and you know, I'm very pleased with it.
To score six goals as well in these two matches, and go to the Saturday's game, you know, you beat Bamber Bridge 3-0 on Tuesday night. Bamber Bridge beat Hyde United 4-1, so I don't know what that says, but it seems like that's a pretty good result in all fairness to start the campaign off.
Bamber Bridge, you know what you're going to get with Bamber Bridge. They play good football. They're going to get in your face. You know what I mean? Jamie's got them organised. I think at times we didn't really get out of second gear, but, you know, they're very competitive and they worked as well Saturday, to be honest. Obviously, they didn't threaten much because our back five did really well. But Bamber Bridge, listen, they're going to take points off teams because they play good football.
And you beat Grantham as well, and Grantham started the campaign off with a win, didn't they, at Radcliffe? I mean, when it comes down to goal scoring, I've been doing a couple of live commentaries while your matches have been going on, and Diego Di Girolamo's name keeps popping up as a goal scorer. He's certainly started the campaign off pretty well.
Yeah, Di, you can't fault Di. Like in the non-league paper, it said 0-0, because he'll miss a penalty and then he'll score a worldie and put him straight back in it. But at the minute, you know, we've got Ashley Chambers chucking in with goals, Diego chucking in with goals, Ben Mills chucking in. We've just signed Jamie Ward from Solihull Moors, who's got to get up to speed, but he's looking sharp now, so he'll be starting to play some part in it. So yeah, we like to go forward in numbers, and you know, Warren Clark and Tommy Elliott, they're all doing really well. So the confidence levels are starting to boost us, so it was really good.
I hate to say this, Gary, in our preview show last week, a couple of people tipped Buxton to do very, very well this year. I don't know whether you appreciate that or not, but I mean, what's your expectation for what's possible from your side this year? Because it is a pretty good squad.
Yeah, we did release quite a few in the summer, but we went out, me and the chairman, and picked a players which I wanted, and he backed me again. You can't thank him enough. Obviously, you know, in the summer I had half my leg took off. So I was in hospital through a lot of pre-season and that. But yeah, we managed to put this squad together, and obviously we've played 10-1-10. That's through pre-season and obviously the league campaign. But yeah, the squad's really strong. We've signed Ben Turner from Notts County, the centre half. You know, Josh Granite stepped up to the plate, captain, done really well. to be honest, all the lads who we've signed, it's an odd league, that Northern Bremen. Everyone's shouting Southfield, Scarborough, FC United. We just take one game at a time and, you know, we set our stall out, we do our own work on the opposition, and if we're fortunate and we get the result, then great. If we don't, we go again the next week. But obviously, we want to win more than we lose.
Shall we talk about FC United then this weekend? That feels like a pretty big game this weekend. Probably is it game of the weekend? Probably up there. I mean, Scarborough, particularly on Warrington, but I think this is game of the day, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, what's your take on this particular match?
Well, obviously, I ain't done my homework on FC yet. Obviously, they had a good win last night against Morpeth, and obviously, they didn't do too good against Warrington. But you know, FC United at their place. 2,000 fans on a Saturday. First and foremost, you've got to go and be organised. You know, they play good football. You can't take anything away from FC because they do play good football. Even though they're quite a young side, they look like to get in your face and do well. So it's going to be tough for us. But, you know, again, we'll go and be as best as we can be and hopefully pick the points up.
And then you mentioned it earlier, no easy games in this league. You've got a derby on Tuesday against Mickleover.
Mickleover again. You know, they always come and they give us a good, tough game and, like I say, local derby. So, yeah, I keep saying it all the time. No one gives you an easy game. Like last night at Grantham, everyone expects it to be an easy game. I'll tell you, they're a very strong side. They're very good on the set pieces, the long throws. Carlton's got them organised. You know, they'll take points off teams.
And final question, Gary. It's been great having you back on the show. And like I said, a great start to the campaign. Is it good to be back?
Yeah, it's lovely to be back. Yeah, like I said, I've been in and out of hospital through the summer and that. And obviously, I've had my ups and downs. But yeah, it's good. The chairman's been really good with me and the board. And obviously, my staff, the backroom staff's been excellent. That's obviously, I've got Mark Ward, my assistant, and Nigel Keogh, my first team coach, and Charlie Cresswell, the goalkeeping coach. They've all been great. They've rallied around me. And yeah, anything I've wanted them to do, they've just cracked on with it and they've done a great job. So I'd like to thank them as well. But yeah, you know, we call it Team Buxton. Nobody's inferior or anybody from the chairman to the tea lady. We're all in it together. That's how we class it.
Well, Gary Hayward, it's great to hear you. I hope you're on the mend and feeling better. And certainly the performances on the pitch are probably helping, to say the least. But Gary Hayward from Buxton, a big thank you for joining us and all the best this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Cheers.
Gary Hayward there speaking to me on Wednesday evening. Big thank you to Gary for joining us. James, FC United for Buxton next. That should be good.
Yeah. Well, again, you scored goals the other night against...
not me, James. I just commentated on a couple. That to do with me.
Fair enough.
I'm just there to watch. But yeah, we'll come back to FC United shortly because we should go to South Shields next. They're the team currently sitting second in the league table. They're only second because they've conceded one goal, whereas Buxton haven't. They've still managed to score six goals in their opening two matches. A 3-0 win over Mickleover on Saturday. They followed that up on Tuesday night with a 3-1 win over Stalybridge Celtic. And at one point, it did look like Stalybridge Celtic were going to come back at them because it was only 2-1, 10 minutes into the second half. But South Shields, in the end, won by 3-1, James. So we did say last week it was going to be a tricky start for South Shields, but they've navigated it fairly well so far.
Thanks to Masanka, John's got back 3 goals out of 2 games. He is looking like a real threat up front, looking at the highlights I've seen so far. Great little setup play in the first game against Mickleover. After the recording last week, he did message at Berkey for his comments on what his league performance is going to say. He said South Shields by 20 points, not even 10 this year, 20. And one off that start, would you go against Berkey on that one? Well, that was getting some two games into the season, but still.
Buxton look like they're going to be pretty good this year as well, in all fairness.
But
anyway, next up for South Shields, it's the third of their tricky games to start the season, away at Witton Albion. And on Wednesday, I caught up with the manager at South Shields. It's a welcome back to the show to Graham Fenton. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us. And what a start to the season. Played two, scoring 6 goals in those opening two matches. I mean, how's it been?
Been really good, really pleasing. Thought we were really good in the first game, controlled a lot of the game, didn't give Mickleover many chances, had the odd counter-attack in the first half. So, yeah, really happy with that performance. And then, obviously, it's it is quite a bit more difficult going away from home in a midweek where you've got to travel and get stuck in traffic and things like that. So another really pleasing result. And we had to dig in second half against Stirling Bridge because they tested us. So yeah, no, like I say, really, really good start to the season.
No, absolutely. And how pleasing is that, the fact you've had that good start? Because the pressure's been on, to say the least. Everyone's expectation is South Shields are going to do well this year, but it's easier said than done, isn't it? So how pleased are you that it has been that good start that you've been after?
Well, yeah, we did okay in pre-season as well. So we kind of knew we were... We're in some decent form. The final pre-season game against Gateshead was a good performance against a good side. So you're just hoping then that obviously the lads feeling relaxed and confident going into the season. And obviously those two wins will only help.
And I spoke to Lee Picton at the end of last season, because obviously you've, as a club, you made this call to go full time now. I've spoke to numerous managers who've done this change. It's a difficult period, isn't it? Because you've got players who don't necessarily want to go full time, and you've got to create a squad that's going to be competitive, obviously, and meets expectations. So how topsy-turvy has the last few months been preparing for this season?
Well, no, I mean, we've been through a transition period over the last couple of years, really. So it's probably taken a couple of years to get to this point. So yeah, we obviously lost four players through work commitments who couldn't carry on with the football club just because we couldn't afford to pay them what they want for their day job and their football money as well. So yeah, we lost a bit of experience. So obviously we then bring in the players that we brought in who are very good players, but obviously less experience and younger players. So we do our due diligence and make sure that they are the right type of player for us. But yeah, you're just never sure when you're bringing younger players in and you're replacing the older, experienced heads. But thankfully, we have got some good players in through the door. And we're still looking to bring another one or two in.
And great experience as well for the academy side, because obviously you've got a lot of quality young players banging on the door as well, haven't you? Homegrown ones.
We have, yeah. So we've got the likes of Sam Hodgson, Will Jenkins, Blair Rossett, Aaron Stevens, Dom Agnew. So they're the lads who've come through the system, all in and around the first team squad. So yeah, it's really pleasing to see those lads progress. They've obviously had little bits and pieces already this season, just a few minutes here and there, and they've equipped themselves well. So we've got high hopes for them. But like I say, they haven't played a lot of senior football due to COVID, really. We probably would have got them last year on loan to get some experience, but that wasn't the case. But yeah, they've been working hard and they're looking sharp, and we're hoping for good seasons off all of them.
Oh, great stuff. Right, let's talk about the upcoming matches then. On the preview show last week, we had Mark Carruthers on. I was saying how tricky and banana skinny the opening four games or so are for South Shields. So obviously you're halfway through them now. You know, beat Micklover, beat Stalybridge. Witten Albion away is one of those games that's very unpredictable, isn't it? And then you've got FC coming on Tuesday. So how's the squad shaping up, and what's the mood in the camp like heading into the next two games?
Yeah, mood's really good. Lads are confident. We had a little niggle with Robbie Briggs, so we just rested him last night. So he'll be, hopefully, fingers crossed, fit and available for Saturday. But yeah, we know Saturday's going to be a very tough game. We generally don't do very well at Witten. It's a tough place to go. They're very physical, quite direct, and they'll obviously test us physically and mentally. So yeah, we're prepared for it, and hopefully we can turn the tables this year and get a positive result there. And then going on to next Tuesday's game, obviously we're seeing that FC have started very well this season as well. Good result last night against Morpeth. And again, we had a tough game against them last year. So yeah, we know what to expect. There'll be more of a football inside, move the ball around really well. But we feel like we've done a lot of work in pre-season on our pressing strategy if we're playing against teams who play football, and we've just shown last night at Stalybridge that we're going to cope with the more physical teams as well. So hopefully we've got the balance right.
And final question, Graeme, really, it's a question I'm asking all the managers over the next few weeks or so. It's good to be back, isn't it, really? You know, talking about football matches and
just
all
that. It's been absolute hell for a lot of people. this last 18 months or so. Obviously, look, it's well documented that we feel like we were hard done by when COVID first struck with where we were positioned in the league and obviously the decision that was made then. But we just have to crack on and we have to give this this season everything we've got and try and get the promotion that we feel like we deserved. So, yeah, we know it's going to be difficult. There's lots of good teams. Lots of teams that have obviously been spending quite a bit of money. So it's going to be an interesting season this year.
Graham Fenton there, manager of South Shields, speaking to me on Wednesday. Let's go to the team then, currently sitting third in the league table. That's Nantwich Town. Good 3-2 win over Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday afternoon. Sean Cook scoring from the penalty spot. And again, Stalybridge Celtic looked like they were going to get back into the game, but Nantwich just did enough in the last 10 minutes to take all the points there at the Weaver Stadium on Saturday. Whilst on Tuesday night, Nantwich Town were victorious at Afferty Coles by 2-0. Dave Cook will be joining us shortly, probably to talk about Sean Cook scoring, because he scored 3 goals in the opening 2 matches, James.
Yeah, and I think Sean Cook missed majority of last season as well for injury, so good to see him back in action. Quick one on Stalybridge Celtic, though. Even though they got beaten the first 2 games of the season, and they are down the wrong end of the table, their performances haven't been something that to be moaning and groaning about.
I was going to say, this is the problem we're doing this show in the first week. We've only got 2 sets of results to go off. But Stalybridge look like they're going to be competitive this year. It might be 2 defeats, but they've been there or thereabouts against South Shields and Nantwich, who are both in the top 3.
Yeah, and again, they've shown that capability to be able to put that forward. Brett wants to get through the tougher sides to begin with, because again, they've not had the easiest to start, as I just said. It'll be interesting to see what they can do there.
Well, there's an opportunity this weekend. They're taking on Morpeth. Very, very interesting game, that one, on Saturday. Two teams who probably, you know, based on Morpeth's squad and the way Stalybridge have started, you'd expect them to be moving up the table quite shortly, wouldn't you? But at the moment, let's stick with Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town currently sitting third in the league table. They're travelling to Whitby on Saturday. And as they've got a 100% record from their opening 2 games, it seems like a good opportunity to welcome back to the show the manager at Nantwich Town. Here's Dave Cook. Well, Dave, a big thank you and a big welcome back, and a great start to the season. Played 2-1-2. How's it been the last week?
Well, yeah, it's great to be back, Ben. A long wait, but finally arrived, and luckily we've hit the ground running, really.
Let's talk about last night's match against Afferty Coles. We called this bit of the show on Wednesday. Sean Cook with 2 goals there. Could have been a tricky banana skin, that one, but sailed through.
Yeah, we actually played very, very well on the night. I think their manager was very complimentary. And I was also of his team because, you know, we scored 2 goals, but they weren't from open play. They were a penalty and a free kick. And their keeper pulled off 3 or 4 really excellent saves. But they kept digging in, and they had a couple of chances themselves. And even when they went down to 10 men, they were a credit to their manager because he never stopped running. So, you know, they will cause teams problems, certainly on their own patch, because the crowd gets behind them and that. So, yeah, like you say, Ben, it's a banana skin. We went there 2 years ago and got beat 3-1, and when I think we'd won the first 3 opening games. And any team will beat anybody on the day. We know that. We know that's what the league's all about. But it's just nice to get another 3 points.
Yeah, but it is. And speaking of patches, let's talk about your own patch, the Weaver Stadium on Saturday. Over 400 people there. Great game against Stalybridge Celtic. Probably CTV pants stuff at times as well, I'm imagining, with Stalybridge Celtic, the way they're performing at the moment. But how good was it to be back in the stadium and playing in front of a crowd like that and having a game like that to manage?
Yeah, I mean, Simon again, their manager, you know, he's a decent guy, knows what football's all about. It was great to get back, as I say, but the instructions really, no matter what happens, we've got to win this game. You know, it's been so long awaited, and however we win it, we need to get 3 points on the board. It didn't go according to plan the first sort of 10-15 minutes. It was very frantic with both sides, not a lot of football played, and And then they went 1-0 up, a penalty, which was a penalty. But then that seemed to kickstart us into playing our brand of football. And there was at times, we played some excellent stuff. And, you know, we got to 3-1 and maybe the game should have been killed. And they scored off a corner, which I didn't see at the time, but I've had a look and the keeper does get a knock in the back. But then it's game on for the last 10 minutes. And again, Stalybridge through the kitchen sink at it, and we, you know, we held on, saw the game out, and it was a good 3 points to start the season.
So that then takes us to this weekend's match, and it's I've been asking managers, you know, how good is it to be back? You've got Whitby this weekend, so it is games like this one where you go, I'm so happy to be playing competitive football again. It's going to be tough though, isn't it?
Yeah. We had them watched last night, and the report is that come back that they're a strong team, and again, as we say, any team can beat anybody, and Whitby will upset a lot of teams. They'll fancy the chances themselves because they've been there or thereabouts the last couple of seasons. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. We just got to go up there and hopefully we can play as well as we have done the last two games, and we'll give them a game.
And what's your, it is early days, obviously, Dave, but what's your expectations for this season? Because it's been a great start, obviously, as we touched upon here. But there's so many runners and riders, isn't there, for the playoffs especially. But what's your sense on what your team's capable of?
Well, I think you look at the league now and you'd say Buxton, South Shields, Warrington, they're going to be the usual suspects anyway. So they none of them have dropped points. There's going to always be a few that will come out of the pack. So I'm not saying the league's shaping up how it's going to be. That's why it's so important to get a good start. So, you know, if we have to, I think after 10 games, you look at a league table and it doesn't change too much. But hopefully we can be in and around it because that's where we've been really for the past three seasons and we need to be around it again.
And Dave, it is good to be back, isn't it? Having these chats.
It's great to be back. We're back to normality and it seemed forever. Pre-season seemed to go on. We had the lads in the summer just doing one day a week, but when you haven't really got a game or nothing to look forward to, it's just... And then that become the norm as if, well, we're in for a training session, but there's no football to talk about and that. So it's brilliant. And our league's a great league, competitive. You know, it's great to go to the grounds. It's great to see the opposition manager. And it's just great. It's great to be back, Ben.
Nantwich Town manager Dave Cook there speaking to me on Wednesday. Let's go to the final team then, who got 100% record from the opening two games. That's Warrington Town. Warrington Town 2, FC United of Manchester 0 was the full-time score on Saturday, whilst midweek on Tuesday evening, Warrington were victorious at Stafford Rangers by 1-0. Stafford, incidentally, had a very good start to the season, a 3-1 win over Morpeth, and FC United beat Morpeth by 3-0 on Tuesday. So Warrington, that's a particularly good start, I think, because both Stafford and FC, I think, are, you know, worthy of being 7th and 8th at the moment in the league table.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the start of the FC game, just maybe the opening game of the season, was a standout fixture from Saturday. James Gordon was saying last week, Warrington were going into that game with a few injury issues, a few players and a short squad. To get a result like that off the first game of the season, again, it's match one, and there was a long way to go. Shows what quality the team's got available there. Once you start getting players in, because Warrington have always had that little bit of a lull during the season where the injuries have crept up a little bit as well. If they can get over that this year, they aren't going to be a massive threat. But Stafford, I think they were a little bit unlucky with the Warrington result there. I've seen the game against Bamber Bridge. They made some signings during the last couple of days before the kick-off of the season, including Luke Navarro from Radcliffe.
But you do remember James Gordon saying, you know, there's always a club who keep their signings to the chest. That might be Stafford Rangers this year. They might have produced a squad that's going to do quite well this year. So, wait and see. I mean, a good performance against Warrington.
Yeah, good performance Warrington. Again, even better one against Bamber Bridge. No, I don't think anyone saw a 3-1 win out of that one, especially with Bamber's result. We'll talk about later as well.
No, we can talk about that now. Bamber Bridge beating Hyde United by 4-1. So, what does that tell us about Stafford?
Exactly.
Well, Warrington are the team who are currently sitting fourth in the league table, played 2-1-2. goal difference of +3, having conceded none. And it's been a good start to the campaign. Let's hear now from the manager at Warrington Town. Here's Paul Carden.
Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new season to you. And it's been a happy new season, hasn't it, so far? Two wins from two. Good win last night as we record this against Stafford Rangers. How's the last two matches been?
Yeah, been obviously really pleased with the results. Still work to do performance-wise, but two wins out of two, two clean sheets against two opponents who have been doing different things in the last couple of years, but are both going to be tough opponents for anyone in the division, to be honest.
Obviously, you started the campaign off with a 2-0 win over FC United, but Stafford Rangers, they started their campaign with a 3-1 win over Morpeth. So, you know, that's a good result, isn't it, on Tuesday night? Clearly, Stafford Rangers are no pushovers this season.
No, I think they've... they've been quite shrewd with how they're going to play and how they're going to set up, and they clearly want to be away from the bottom of the league where they've been the last few seasons, and I think they will be. The way they play, they're very big, they're direct, they go back to front early, which there's nothing wrong with. They've got a long throw, which from Tonks, the midfielder who used to be at Stourbridge, and whenever they're 15 yards into your half, it's coming into the box. And it's like an exocet. So you've got to be on it and you've got to deal with it. And to be honest, I think Hilly plays that way as well, because the pitch isn't great at all. So, you know, they're used to the pitch. There's a lot of football goes on it. And we had to quickly wake up, because first half we were miles off it. They were the better team. And then second half, it was quite even the first 10 minutes. And then we changed system and we came good, to be fair, and I thought we finished stronger and looked fitter and probably could have scored another.
You mentioned the, about, you know, two wins but two clean sheets, and I obviously saw your team in action on Saturday, and I have to say, Mo Ali, I've seen him before. He's immense, isn't he, at the back? He's superb.
Yeah, he came in late for us, Mo, and I've been looking for the centre-half with injuries to Matt Regan, who before Saturday he hadn't kicked the ball for 3 or 4 weeks, and obviously Evan Gumbs, he played in the first pre-season friendly and hasn't kicked the ball since, and he's going to be another 5-6 weeks from now. So we brought Mo in late, and he reminds me how he plays in a lot like David Raven, who we had with Robbo, who was a covering defender, and he's done exceptional. And last night he was exceptional again. He was he covered the back line, he works well with Robbo. He knows when to drop, he knows when to push up. Yeah, he's been solid for us and a really good lad with it.
And another player who, because the thing about the FC United result was, is the fact that FC United tried to break you down, but your back four weren't having any of it. And the other player who was involved a lot of the time in defending was Bohan Dixon. You know, he's brilliant as well. So when it comes to the squad you've created, obviously, the question has to be asked: what's your expectations for this season? If I can ask you that at this stage,
it's always the same. You know, I wouldn't ever say we'd be happy with mid-table, because we won't. You know, we want to get out of the division, whatever way that comes about. If we're good enough to win it, then brilliant. If we're good enough to win the playoffs, then brilliant. We want to get out the league. I've said it before: we're probably one of about a dozen who will fancy the chances this season. There's a lot of investment across a lot of clubs. And everyone says it, every manager at this level says it, there's no easy game. You've got to be on your game week in, week out, game in, game out. Otherwise, any team can beat you. And it proves it all the time. You know, there's always a result which makes you think, I didn't fancy them to beat them. But it's every set of fixtures, it happens, and it happens more than one of the fixtures.
Let's talk about the upcoming games then. There's an argument, say, you know, game of the weekend, perhaps this one, Scarborough Athletic against Warrington Town. Scarborough beaten, but two draws in their opening two games under Jonathan Greening. What's your take on this game at the Flamingo Land Stadium?
Well, they've got a lot of players who they had last season. I know Daz had signed a few of those lads from last season for this season. So, you know, they're already there. But he's inherited a good squad. They were strong last season. And there's some experienced players there. Plus, they have a good following. And they're following back them. And they make it difficult for opposing sides to play, because there's a lot of a lot of banter and a lot of chanting, and there's a lot of off-putting, but that's good. That's what it's about. And if you can handle it and if you can come away from it with a positive result, then, you know, that'll put you in good stead. But, you know, I expect another tough game on a difficult surface. It's not the greatest of 3Gs, but again, I'd take that over what we played on last night, for sure.
Just to say, those are the views of Paul Carden, manager of Warrington, not the MPL show, just to say for Stafford and Scarborough who are listening. But with regards to, you know, the banter from the crowd and that kind of thing, obviously, you had a great crowd there on Saturday, didn't you? How good is it to be back, yeah, Paul, and actually, you know, it, full stadiums and, you know, proper blood and thunder matches? It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, it's what we're all in it for. Pre-season bores the life out of me. You get lulled into false senses of where you're at, because what matters is what you do, as I say, in the league campaign. To have the gates that we had on Saturday was first class. You know, FC fans, good. They go everywhere. They back the team. You know, they make a noise. They're relentless in the chanting and the singing. You know, and they back them when they lose. So you can't ask for much more, and the numbers that they travel in. But it just made a great occasion, especially for us as a club, to have such a good gate on for the first game back, and to obviously get a good win was, you know, you couldn't have scripted it any better, really.
Paul Carden there, manager of Warrington Town, speaking to me on Wednesday evening. Should say, big disclaimer, before setting off to your match this weekend, make sure you do check Twitter. We've still got COVID in our society, so always best to check social media before the matches, but should be a cracking game this weekend for Warrington away at Scarborough Athletic. Let's go to the teams who've had a good start to the season, who've won one and drawn one in the opening two games. Firstly, Ashton United, a 1-0 draw for them on Tuesday evening away at Scarborough Athletic. They won their home game on Saturday 2-0 against Matlock Town. You win leagues by winning your home games, drawing your away games, to draw at Scarborough and to beat Matlock at home. That's a good start for Ashton United, James.
Good, comfortable win as well from what I've read. Similar sort of squad they've had at Ashton, only one or two transfers. They knew what they were doing in that result there. Greg Hartley having a good, solid performance in the first match. Then travelling to Scarborough on a midweek game. Again, Scarborough showing up, particularly with how they've started as well, with a 0-0 against Basel on the opening day of the season. Clearly can be happy with that start, really.
Good start for Whitby as well. A 0-0 draw with Radcliffe on Tuesday evening. On Saturday, Whitby were victorious away at Lancaster City. So that's a good start for Whitby Town as well, James.
Yeah, Lancaster result, nice early goal and just controlled the game. But being with Whitby, and they've shown us a little bit in the Radcliffe game as well, they've shown a very, very defensive side to them this year. And they're looking to play it more on the counter from it seems. So during the second half, Radcliffe had one scratched off for a very late offside. When the highlights come out later on, you'll see how they've trapped him at the very last second. And it wasn't something that one of them that you can just scroll up, they'll have practiced that.
Well, that takes us to FC United and a 2-0 defeat last weekend at Warrington Town, as we discussed earlier with Paul Carden. Mo Ali, Bohan Dixon, Roberts at the back for Warrington. Really, really impressive at Cantilever Park last weekend. But FC United hosted Morpeth on Tuesday night. FC United, they haven't won their first league game of the season in 9 years, James, by the way. 9 years. But on Tuesday night, it was the second game of the campaign, and there were 3-0 winners over Morpeth. Pretty storming victory, this one, James. I was there. They were worthy of it, to be honest.
I mean, FC have always tended to be slow starters, and so a win like that for FC United early on the season is a bonus for them, really. So they've always been slow starters to the league, particularly well with Morpeth, who in the past have been one of the sides you'd rather not want to play early on. Good, strong side for Morpeth against FC United too, so...
Yeah, over 1,500 there on Tuesday night. Good crowds for FC United games. Good crowds as well for South Shields as well, we should say. Pretty much good crowds across the board. And we're seeing huge attendances, aren't we, at places like Witton Albion and Radcliffe and Basford and Gainsborough and Morpeth. So it's been a pretty good start. Well played, everyone. Fixture preview coming up later in the show, of course. But let's talk a bit more now about FC United. A 3-0 win there on Tuesday evening over Morpeth. Here's the post-match reactions from manager Neil Reynolds speaking with James Quinn on FC Radio.
What do you think were the key ingredients of the victory?
I tell you what the key ingredients is. That group of players that I've got in there just had an off day on Saturday. And we talked about big characters and big hearts before the game, and wow, did they deliver. You know, to come back and kind of, you know, question marks were raised after Saturday, and rightly so, and I raised them, to come back tonight, to have that togetherness and that belief and that desire to football, out football, one of the top sides in the division, the goals that we scored, the clean sheets, were colossals at centre-half. It's not about the master plan tonight. Tonight was about your belief and how you bounce back, and why did they bounce back.
So Buxton, top of the table, 2 out of 2. Yeah. You're looking for more of the same, presumably.
It's going to be tough, isn't it? We know that Buxton and, you know, them and South Shields are going to be the favourites, and you know you can't compete financially, especially when they're signing players from the conference level and the National League North. But all you can do is, you know, have a game plan, work hard, train hard, and you know, turn up 3 o'clock on a Saturday, first home game on a Saturday. I'm hoping that, you know, we get a really good crowd on. We'll give it our best. We'll give it everything we've got. And if at 90 minutes we come up short, and Buxton are the better side, and they've recruited, you know, for higher players, like, you've sometimes just got to go, well, that's it. But we're going to take a lot of confidence from this tonight. We were desperate to win the game. It was hurting. I've not really slept since Saturday, and neither of the lads. We didn't do ourselves justice Saturday. We did tonight, and because of that, you know, I'm going home really happy. And the crowd, it's just, you know, you seem to forget where we've been for 18 months, and they raised the roof again.
Neil Reynolds there, and a big thank you to FC Radio for that clip from Tuesday night following FC's 3-0 win over Morpeth Town. Stafford Rangers there in eighth, as we said earlier. They were 3-1 winners over Morpeth on Saturday and narrowly defeated on Tuesday night against Warrington. Bamber Bridge, I think we've covered them off already as well. Bamber Bridge losing away 3-0 to Buxton on Saturday. Bamber Bridge a 4-1 win over Hyde United on Tuesday evening. And then we can go to Lancaster City. Lancaster City were victorious on Tuesday night. Good 3-2 win this, James, at Witton Albion. That's for sure, with Sam Fishburne scoring 2 of the goals and that man Andy Teague scoring another for Lancaster.
Yeah, I mean, Fishburne again, another late loan signing on just before the season starts. So Football League, they've got a player in that that's got capable of scoring goals now.
Witton Albion, incidentally, with a 1-0 draw to open their campaign away at North Holme against Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. Let's go to Matt Locke. They're currently 11th. We discussed their 2-0 defeat at Ashton United on Saturday. They bounced back in a big way on Tuesday evening. Fantastic result, this one. Matlock Town 2, Basford United 1. Ross Hanna there with 2 goals and a red card. What do you make of that game there, James? Good win for Matlock.
Yeah, good win for Matlock. It'd be interesting to see, because I think Ross Hanna's been one of the outstanding. Again, we know his quality. He's got the Northern Premier League for the last couple of seasons. But you've got players like Wolfer as well, who've come across. He's played well the first couple of games. Callum Chippendale, we know from last season as well. That's a good result there against Basford. I mean, obviously, I'll touch on Basford a little bit quickly as well, because the 0-0 draw they had against Scarborough on the opening day. But they will bounce back quite quickly, I reckon, once they get down there.
It's 2 games in. We should say this on the show, and it's our first weekly show. We've only got 2 sets of results to go off. So forgive us if we come across as a bit talk sportish at times. But let's hear the post-match reaction then from Tuesday night at Causeway Lane. Here's Paul Phillips, manager at Matlock Town, speaking with Matlock Town FC TV.
I thought it was a lot better. I thought the application was a lot better. Desire, intensity, work rate, everything that we prime ourselves on. We did it in the first 45. I thought we went in 2-0 up. Thought we deserved to go in. Listen, they're a very good team. They'll be there and thereabouts. They have been playoff-wise, top of the league. Good lads, good players, good manager. And I think it was a test tonight that we came through with flying colours. I think before the player got sent off, realistically, they'd not put a fist on us. And I feel when obviously we went down to the 10 men, obviously we defended really well. But again, Sean's not been overworked in the time where we've been down to 10 men, and it's just a pity that it's took the Saturday game to get a reaction like that. But we now need to kick on as we did last year.
I believe there's 518 fans here tonight. For me, if you're a neutral or a fan of either side, you definitely got your money's worth. 2 teams going hell for leather to get the win. Matlock coming up trumps. What would you say to supporters who are maybe thinking of making the trip down here Saturday?
Listen, we always get a decent following here. I think the crowds were up last year. Probably, again, disappointment on Saturday. But to get that amount through the gate on a Tuesday night, it's not been the greatest of days. But to get that many through, I think we've given enough for the money to come back on Saturday. And I hope we can now kick on. It was always going to be a game where there's going to be a bit of jitters about it because of the results Saturday. But I think we've shown exactly what we can do. and I think there's a lot more to come.
A big thank you to Matlock Town FC TV on YouTube for that interview. That was Paul Phillips speaking following his side's 2-0 win over Basford on Tuesday evening. Should say there's a link to FC Radio and Matlock Town's YouTube channel in the description of this podcast. Give them a follow on YouTube. Subscribe to them. That's what they say, don't they, on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you, James, for your kind reply. Right, let's talk about Mikulova. Mikulova with a 2-0 win on Tuesday evening over Gainsborough Trinity. Good result, that, for Mikulova. Again, you can't read too much into the start because they're away at South Shields. I'm pretty sure John McGraw would say it's a hide into nothing, really, isn't it? So to bounce back on Tuesday night, though, that was the important game, wasn't it, for Mikulova, and they did a good job. By the looks of it.
Yeah, so just looking at the squads there from the Mikulova and the first two games of the season. But yeah, Andy Dale's picking up from where he left off last season as well. As soon as Stuart Bevan gets scoring, he's going to be a big threat. So again, you can see why Mikulova were where they were last season.
Let's just cover off a couple more results. Atherton Colls, we discussed their Tuesday night defeat at home to Nantwich. We should say Atherton did start the campaign really well with a 1-0 win at Hyde United on Saturday. Grantham Town, they're currently sitting 14th in the league table. 2-1 win over Radcliffe to kick off their campaign. And it's pretty much what we said earlier about Buxton matches. Tuesday night, Grantham 0, Buxton 3. But a good start to the campaign for Grantham, if we exclude the Buxton result there at Stater Park on Saturday, James. Did you see this game, or are you working?
Actually did.
Good.
Grantham were actually, for the first half, Grantham were actually completely on top on Radcliffe, just couldn't control the game. Came down to a last-minute winner for him on the near post from the corner. Grantham players like Scam Scriven, mountains of energy, and that's what caused the problem. He just saw his chance at the last minute of the game, got to the near post and won it with the last kick.
Let's go to Scarborough. Scarborough with two draws to kick off their campaign. Probably two good draws, you know, in all fairness. Basford United, 0. Scarborough Athletic, 0. I'm pretty sure Scarborough would have took that result at the start of the day, that's for sure. And then midweek, a 1-1 draw with Ashton United. So, decent start for Scarborough Athletic. No defeats and keeping it tight at the back.
Yeah, with Ryan Whitley as well, the new keeper they've got at the moment. He's had a fantastic start to the season.
Let's have some post-match reaction from Scarborough then. On Tuesday evening, Jonathan Greening caught up with Scarborough Athletic TV on YouTube following that 1-0 draw with Ashton United.
Jono, first home game. Enjoy it?
Yeah, enjoyed it immensely. Great to see the fans back in the stadium. It was absolutely bouncing, and just pity we couldn't hold on to the 3 points. Tough game, obviously, playing Saturday and tonight, especially after, you know, such a long break. The lads not playing since end of October, but I thought the attitude and commitment of the players was top notch. Lacked a little bit of quality in the final third in some areas, but can't fault the boys for their efforts tonight.
Big crowd in tonight, over 1,000. Looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I thought the crowd were outstanding tonight. Supported the boys from minute zero all the way to 95th minute, and hopefully they'll be back on at the weekend to support us again. And I think it really helps. It's like a 12th man for us. The players absolutely love it when they're bouncing around.
Jonathan Greening there speaking to Scarborough Athletic TV, and a big thank you to Scarborough Athletic for that piece of audio. The link to Scarborough Athletic's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. Give them a subscription. That's wrong, isn't it? Subscribe to them on YouTube. That's right. Subscribe.
That's the one.
Good. I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, we've done it. James, big thank you. Just before we go, loads of social media stuff. What's happening? Where can people go to keep abreast of everything that's going on in the Northern Premier League this weekend?
So Twitter at Northern Premier League, LGE, now at 30,000 followers as of last night.
Great.
Facebook at the Northern Premier League as well. YouTube, the NPL Goals Show ourselves, that's starting up again for this week. It might be worth a watch. Over 200 goals we've got to sit through at this moment in time. The league website as well, and also on TikTok.
There we go. Breaking news. The NPL is on TikTok. So good stuff. James, big thank you for joining us. As always, have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up next week.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But it's now time for the first fixture preview of the 21-22 season. And joining me down the other end of the phone for this historic occasion, it's a welcome back to non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines. It's Thomas Feeney, everyone. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. What an honour it is being on the first one, and what a long time it's been since we've been able to do this.
And that was just the introduction. Yeah, it's been ages, hasn't it? But yeah, but welcome back. It's great. I mean, we've had two fixtures now, two round of fixtures on Saturday and Tuesday. We see some great crowds, some great goals. It's just brilliant to be back, isn't it? I'm blown away by the excitement of it all. It's just great. How have you found the start of the season? You obviously follow Guiseley and cover the rest of non-league in Yorkshire. How you found the opening week or so?
Yeah, it's just been really heartening, really, you know, to go from last season where it was behind closed doors games and then a massive lull in waiting for this season to begin to actually seeing grounds with fans and, you know, matches that actually mean quite a bit. And the build-up to it was like, yeah, we're nearly there. But on the day itself, when it actually all started, it was like, wow, we actually are here. You know, we've kind of got through 18 months of turmoil and we've got back to hopefully normality now, you know, creeping back in.
Yeah, absolutely. Fingers crossed. Right, let's talk about normal then. And that takes us to this weekend's matches, the third round of matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. There's an argument here to say what's game of the weekend. Some would say Scarborough against Warrington, I'm sure. And I know Andrew Simpson would say Witton Albion against South Shields. But call me biased, but I do think it's FC United against Buxton, maybe, would you think?
Well, I was going to say, as I'm on your show, I think I can't disagree with that, can I, really?
We're all friends here. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a huge crowd. Buxton are scoring goals for a laugh at the minute, not conceding any. FC United, after a disappointing afternoon last weekend at Cantilever Park, really hit the ground running on Tuesday night against Morpeth. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be a really tough one to call. And I think when you look at the recruitment with Buxton last year, they kind of went down that different path of the names they were getting in. And then this pre-season, for me, when they announced that Ashley Chambers was joining, immediately I'm thinking, right, well, that's somebody, you know, he's going to guaranteed goal scorer. And at this level, already has got a few. And, you know, he could be a real difference maker this season. I mean, in terms of the game this weekend, it really is a tough one to call, because I think they are definitely two of the teams that at the end of the season, if they're not in that top four or five places, you know, it would be a massive surprise. So, yeah, I mean, it's that early marker. If Buxton can go there and get something, that's a massive kind of statement, especially if they're able to keep that run of form going.
I mean, I'm obviously, for those unaware, I'm an FC United fan, and I'm nervous about this game because the way Buxton are playing at the moment. On last week's preview show, the consensus was Buxton probably going to be the closest team to threatening South Shields this season, potentially. They've started that way. If they do put a marker down at Broadhurst Park on Saturday, it'll be some marker, won't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, for FC United, what a crucial couple of days it is, because you go from Buxton at home to then a few days later, South Shields away. So, you know, it really is. I mean, I don't know how your nerves are now I've said that.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was going to be the most difficult start FC United have had to a season, and, you know, to pick up that win midweek. I should say, great stat from Tuesday night. FC United have never won their second game of the season, having lost the first. And we haven't won the first game of the season in 9 years. So there we go. That was historic against Morpeth. Anyway, with that stat, let's move on. And let's talk about the team currently sitting second. It is hashtag early days. South Shields, they're only second because they've conceded one goal. They've still scored six in their opening two games. South Shields travelling to Witton Albion. I said to Mark Rivers last week that South Shields' start to the season is a tricky start. And I highlighted Witton Albion away as being one of those potential banana skins. This is tricky.
Yeah, I mean, Witton always is one of those teams that you always think they've got it in them to get a result. And I think, you know, with South Shields, there's been a lot made of the changes that they've done behind the scenes and, you know, in terms of their training regime and, you know, basically the massive ambitions that the club have got. And, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on them because, you know, they have gone with this thing of our aim is to get promoted this season. You know, I don't think any South Shields fan is under any illusion, really, that is 100% the aim. And if they can go to Witton, which, you know, isn't the easiest place to go to, they, you know, they make it quite a tough afternoon for teams, you know, and they've got some quality in them as well. If they can go there and get a win, you know, it kind of really will set a stall for them. Again, going into that crucial midweek game next week, this stage of the season, momentum is so important. And for South Shields, if they were to get a, you know, a good win against Witten and then go into the FC United game, there's a reason why they're one of the favourites, and these next two games could really help with that.
Let's talk about Nantwich Town. We had Dave Cook on the show earlier, and they're currently sitting third, played 2-1-2, so a good start to the season with wins over Stalybridge and Atherton. They're taking on Whitby this weekend at the Turnbull Ground. Whitby with a midweek draw following their opening win of the season away at Lancaster City. Whitby, they're under the radar, aren't they? They're going to be competitive this year. So are Nantwich, in all fairness. Whether you could describe Nantwich as flying under the radar, given the fact they're always in the playoffs or in and around the playoffs, is another debate. But this is going to be a good game this weekend.
Yeah, a really good game. And I think when you look at Whitby, the signings that they've been able to pull off, you know, there's been a few where you go, well, I'm a bit surprised that player, you know, isn't in the National League North. You know, they've been able to get a few players. They got McDonald from Hartlepool, and he was one of those where when it was announced that he would be going out on loan, I was immediately thinking, right, which National League North team's going to take him, you know, with the amount that are in the North East. And when it was announced that it was Whitby, it was like, wow, that's, you know, that's a really good signing, and kind of adds to the plethora of players that they've been able to get in. And you look at Nantwich, you know, Sean Cook getting a couple in midweek against Atherton, that can only do him the world of good. And, you know, he's one of those players you really do want to keep an eye on in these opening stages.
Warrington Town have got off to a flyer as well, and a good, solid George Graham-style flyer. Played 2-1-2, scored 3, conceded none. They're travelling to Scarborough Athletic, play 2, drawn 2. What do you think for this game? Because Warrington look like they're solid. Scarborough look like they're solid. They've only conceded one goal, haven't they? So, I mean, it's going to be nil-nil.
I was going to say, you're building the, you're
yeah, really I'm, build, building I'm building up. I'm building up this draw really well, aren't I?
I think you know, these are two teams that their defences really are kind of, for me, the key point of their teams. And I think for Jonathan Greening, he's been talking about this process of trying to get players in. I think the best piece of business they've done is getting their goalkeeping position sorted, because I know that they were looking at a couple, and you know, Ryan Whitley became available from York City and he impressed during the previous loan spell, and to get him for the season can only be a good thing. And then you look at Warrington to go to Stafford and to get kind of one of those 1-0s away from home can only be a good thing for them. And yeah, I mean, the only thing I will say is you've built this up to be a 0-0, and I'm hoping that this all goes, it's kind of that whole reverse psychology thing. We end up with some 6-5 or something, which is incredible.
That's exactly what's going to happen. nailed on. Ashton United, currently the final team in the playoffs after week one of the season. Ashton United with a very good 2-0 win last week over Matlock, and a 1-1 draw at Scarborough Athletic in the middle of the week. Ashton United this weekend will be travelling to Micklover, and Micklover have had an okay start, 1-1. Lost one. So what do you think for this one?
I think with Ashton, some of their signings, you know, really have stood out. And I think, you know, Redshaw at this level really is a marquee signing, and somebody that you'd be looking at and thinking, let's see what he can do. I think, you know, for Micklover, obviously, to get a really good win against Gainsborough Trinity, you're looking at players hitting a bit of form. Andy Dale's getting a couple of goals. And, you know, it is that thing where Micklover, they're one of these teams that I think a lot of people write them off and go, oh, you know, they'll struggle. And then you look at the, you know, midway point of the season, last few years, and normally you look and go, oh, right, they're actually doing quite well. So I think this is going to be a really good game, this. I really do feel like both teams are going to go into this thinking, do you know what? There's a chance here to get something and see what we can develop it.
Let's talk about Stafford Rangers. This weekend they're taking on Radcliffe. It's got to be a good indication, this one, isn't it? And because Stafford are eighth, if they can stay in and around the playoffs after the next couple of games, then it's already looking like a better season than previously.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously they made the changes they made, you know, in terms of the management situation. And it's kind of one of those where they were one of these teams where, you know, a lot of teams go, you know, they announce a signing probably, you know, every few days, you know, they kind of build up the squad. For Stafford, it literally was the case of, right, we've got 10 new signings and it's all announced in one go. And obviously, they'd all been training together and building up that pre-season together. But the signings they've been able to make, because again, because they announced them all in one go, you kind of miss out one or two players. And I do feel like they're one of those sides where a couple of games down the line, if they're still in them places, you all of a sudden would be thinking, well, you know, let's see where they are in a month or two's time, because they've certainly got enough quality in there to do something.
Bamba Bridge, they're hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Interesting Bamba Bridge's start to the season, isn't it? Obviously, they had a bit of a baptism of fire, as it transpired, against Buxton last week on Saturday. But then on Tuesday, they bounced back, didn't they, in a big way against Hyde United. For Gainsborough, obviously, they were beaten by Micklover on Tuesday night. They had a 1-1 draw on Saturday. Gainsborough are pretty much a blank canvas this season, aren't they? So they're very much an unknown quantity. Let's talk about Grantham. Grantham obviously beaten midweek by Buxton. I don't know what you can draw from that, to be honest, because I think Buxton are going to be beating a lot of teams this season by the looks of it. But they did start the campaign really, really well at Stainson Park, beating Radcliffe. Lancaster obviously lost their first game of the season by Whitby, by 1-0, but then in midweek managed to beat Witton Albion away from home by 3-2. Grantham and Lancaster go head-to-head this weekend. Let's go to Matlock Town against Hyde United. Big win for Matlock midweek against Basford United. This weekend, obviously, they're taking on Hyde United. They've not had the best of starts. Atherton Coles against Basford United. This is an interesting one. Atherton Coles, great win against Hyde in the opening weekend of the season. Basically, it's just not got going yet. Should say, we're only two games in. I know, dear listener at home, I know, but we have to do a fixture preview and we have to do this Talk Sport sensationalist stuff now and then, just to get things underway. But it's not been great, has it, for Basford in the opening two games?
No, it hasn't, you know, and I think, again, the standards at Basford are incredibly high. And, you know, I think if they're not pushing for a playoff place come the end of the season, at the very least, that would be deemed, you know, a bit of a disaster of a season, really, because of the amount of quality they've been able to put in, the manager they've got there, you know, the facilities they've got. I mean, it is a club that you just look at from the outside in, you think that is a club that's going places with what they've been able to achieve so far. But, you know, it is two games, and I think with the quality that they've got, those results will come very quickly. But what you don't want to do is, when you're aiming for them top places, is give the likes of Buxton, South Shields a massive head start. You know, you don't want to be in a couple of weeks' time going, right, they're 12 points ahead of us. Because if that is the case, you know, that's a lot of work to try and get back near to them.
And finally, for this first fixture preview of the 21-22 season, let's go to Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic taking on Morpeth Town this weekend. Bottom taking on third bottom. Hashtag, it is early days. Two games in. I know Stalybridge and Morpeth fans, don't get in touch. but it's like you said there about not being left behind. Getting a win on the board, even after in round three of the season, that's good, isn't it? So that's what both managers will be hoping for this weekend.
Definitely. I think I look at Morpeth and just how good their home form is. They make that place a bit of a fortress. They get this away game out of the way. They'll have played three away games in a row to start the season. They've then got home games coming up. And that's, to me, where they will get a majority of their points. So I don't think it's particularly panic stations in the slightest for either team. But for Morpeth in particular, I think, you know, they'll probably be thinking, you know, if they can get a result against Stalybridge, brilliant. If that doesn't happen, they've got a lot of home games coming up. And, you know, with how good their home form has been in the past, I'm confident they'll get some decent results there.
Well, I think that's a job well done, Thomas, in all fairness. We had two games to go off, and yet we've managed to do all that talking, getting everyone excited, hopefully, for this weekend's matches on Saturday, the 21st of August, in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We should just say, on Tuesday night, there's a whole raft of matches taking place as well. We've already mentioned a couple. South Shields against FC United, Blimey. Ashley United against Whitby Town, Baseford against Stafford. Buxton will be hosting Micklover in a Derbyshire derby. We've got Gainsborough Trinity taking on Scarborough Athletic. Hyde United taking on Grantham Town. Lancaster City taking on Stalybridge Celtic. It's Morpeth hosting Bamber Bridge. Nantwich Town taking on Matlock Town in the Town derby. Radcliffe against Witton Albion. And Warrington against Atherton Coles. It's good to be back, Thomas. I'm enjoying it already. It's great. Really good. And I hope everyone at home's enjoying it too. Thomas, big thank you for joining us. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work and where people can follow your non-league musings.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say the musings, rather boring musings to many. But if you do want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Thomas Feeney.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.